President Bush today signed a law authorizing about $35 billion for intelligence gathering for this fiscal year. The White House has reinvested in intelligence since the 9/11 attacks. The administration is also hoping to get more bang for the intelligence buck by getting the so-called intelligence community to share the information that it has. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, making intelligence agencies share may be about as easy as making your relatives get along at Thanksgiving dinner.
Your homework assignment for the holidays: memorize the names and functions of the 12 components of the intelligence world that will receive billions of dollars in funding thanks to the president's signature. Start with the CIA, move down through the National Imagery and Mapping Agency, finish up with the intelligence functions of the Department of State. Students of this arcane world say you'll find that members of the intelligence community are like errant planets.
It's a solar system without a sun. That is, there's really no center.
Locke Johnson is a professor at the University of Georgia. He says government tried to create a center for this system after World War II. It's called the Central Intelligence Agency.
The Central Intelligence Agency was created in 1947 to create that cohesion, to be the sun of the solar system. But instead, we have all these 12 or 13 asteroids going off in different directions, if you will.
Johnson says the director of Central Intelligence never got the authority he needed to bring all those wandering bodies into a stable orbit. James Bamford, author of the book Body of Secrets, says the CIA has gradually lost money and authority to the Defense Department.
In the 60s, it lost the U-2 to the Air Force, and it lost launching spy satellites to the Air Force. It lost analyzing spy satellites to the Pentagon, to the National Imagery and Mapping Agency, just about 6 years ago.
The administration has created a new Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence to coordinate the Pentagon's growing prowess in this area, and the CIA's ability to be the center of intelligence will be further challenged by the growing number of responsibilities it faces. Vincent Canestraro was with the CIA for 27 years. He says the agency can't focus strictly on terror.
CIA is not just an anti-terrorism organization, it's an intelligence collection organization with the requirements to report on proliferation, on substantive economic trends that affect national security.
The new Department of Homeland Security is supposed to bring some order to this unruly family, but it's not clear how it will do that. Like the CIA, the DHS is supposed to be another intelligence consumer. It will have to ask the Defense Department or the FBI for information, so it can do its own analysis of terrorist threats. James Bamford says he thinks a big investment in better computer technology would do more to promote information sharing than the creation of a new department. But that would be a tough sell.
It's hard for a president to come out after September 11th and say we're going to rework the computer infrastructure within the country. The speech sounds much better if you say you're going to create a brand new agency that's going to take care of all this.
The intelligence agency that may feel the most pressure in the coming months is the FBI. The Bureau failed to put together some key clues to the 9/11 attacks. Some lawmakers see that as proof that America needs a separate agency devoted strictly to domestic surveillance. The FBI has fought that assumption, and Bureau Director Robert Mueller has assured lawmakers his agents can do the job. If he loses that battle, the family of intelligence agencies could grow even larger. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.